Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of, or July 4th, Independence and Happiness Day. Well, folks, you know how the Health Link On Air producer and director give me tremendous freedom to do my checkup from the neck up? We have a mutual goal to convey useful health-related information. And basically, they let me go about that conveyance in any way my pretty little head comes up with. I can write as creatively, colorfully, and compellingly as my cortex can conceive. And if you check us out on YouTube, I've worn funny hats, amusing illustrative outfits, an educational bag over my head, sang homemade songs, and recruited colleagues for duets, choruses, and ukulele accompaniment, all in the service of greater mental and physical fortitude for you, our dear listeners. And while some folks say they find my results somewhat cryptic, perhaps implying that they warrant internment in a crypt, the bosses indulge me in my delusion that the result is poetic, provocative, and pleasing to the ear and eye. And you know what? I am as happy as a clam doing my checkup. And you know what? It turns out that the connection between freedom and happiness is not just random, not spurious, not happenstance. Why do I say that, you query? Well, researchers, otherwise known succinctly as people who enjoy scientifically peeking under as many rocks simultaneously as they can, given the limitations of their statistical appendages, lifted the rocks labeled freedom, money, and happiness all at the same time. More accurately, these researchers from New Zealand peeked at the statistically combined results of a cluster of studies that included more than 400,000 people from 63 countries ranked on the personal freedom and autonomy they provided their citizens. What did they uncover, you query? Quote, "We observed a very consistent and robust finding that societal values of individualism were the best predictors of well-being. Increasing wealth in a society may influence well-being, but primarily through allowing citizens to experience greater autonomy and freedom in their daily life." Put another way, providing individuals with autonomy has overall a larger and more consistent effect on well-being than money does. Money leads to autonomy, but it does not add to well-being or happiness. Maybe that's why the founding fathers didn't write life, liberty, and the pursuit of money. But boss, feel free to give me a big raise anyway. I'm Dr. Rich. Happy Clam O'Neill. See you at the fireworks if you wish.